brought to you by Penguin.
With Love from Cold World by Alicia Thompson. Read by Lindsay Dorcas.
For Found Families. Author's note. This book contains backstories involving foster care, parental drug addiction, and death by overdose, religious intolerance to sexuality, and an involuntary outing as a teenager. It also contains an estranged relationship with parents in the present day, a scene of sexual harassment, unwelcome comments, and Christmas content. Chapter 1. Lauren Fox had the most boring job at the coolest place. Literally, the coolest. It said it on the website and everything. If you felt the sudden urge to build a snowman or ice skate in Central Florida, Cold World was the place to do it. Lauren was Cold World's bookkeeper, meaning that she was mostly holed up in her office, which was kept just as frigid as the rest of the place, reconciling bank records and paying vendor invoices and making sure the Zamboni didn't get repossessed. She loved her job, though. There was something so satisfying about entering numbers into spreadsheets, sorting the data into different permutations, and keeping her filing cabinet like a finely manicured garden of color-coded folders. And there was something just a little magic about stepping into a blast of winter every Monday through Friday, no matter how humid and gross the Florida air was outside. Like today, the first day of December, clocking in at a muggy 83 degrees. Lauren had dressed in her usual uniform of skirt, tights, button-up, and cardigan, holding her arms slightly away from her body in hopes of staving off the sweat until she could reach the relief of a central air conditioning system that set Cold World back 4 figures a month in the dead of summer. It hit her in a wave as she walked through the front door, the air frigid, with a slight whiff of cinnamon. They'd been decorating for Christmas since before Thanksgiving, because it was obviously their biggest holiday. The front ticket counter was draped with garlands, and giant ornaments hung from the ceiling. Life-sized reindeer statues, spray-painted with glittery silver and gold, stood watch in one corner, and the finishing touches had almost been put on the 12-foot tree they put out in front of the gift shop every year. The converted warehouse building opened up to the right of the ticket counter, holding the snow globe, an enclosed area kept even colder, with real, actual snow on the ground. It was a little icier than people expected, and not the best for snow angels. But hey, it felt miraculous when you could drive an hour away and be at the beach. Then there was the small ice skating rink and Wonderland Walk, a lane flanked by stands selling hot chocolate, warm cookies, and various artisanal goods. Lauren didn't have much reason to go right. The administrative space was to the left. The chalet, as they called it, for the decorative faux ski cottage front that hid the entrance to the offices, the break room, and the storage space. That was where she spent most of her day. And thank God, because it was at least moderately warmer than the rest of Cold World. It could never get too warm, though, or it threw the whole balance of the building off. Hence Lauren's ubiquitous cardigan. Even thinking about it made Lauren superstitious that the unit would fail, and as she entered the break room, she kissed her fingers and pointed at the ceiling, a tribute to the air conditioning gods.
"You find Jesus last night?"
Lauren startled in the act of reaching for coffee, dropping the K-cup on the floor. Normally, she had a couple hours to herself before most of her coworkers showed up to begin their shifts. But from the low, sardonic voice behind her, at least one person had decided to make an early morning of it. "If Jesus is certified for commercial HVAC work," she said, bending to pick up the small container filled with life-saving coffee grounds, "then yes." She liked the people she worked with. She genuinely did.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?